This episode of the Flight Risk Podcast is brought to you by...
You could literally cut them all in half with one stroke.
Yeah, well, maybe.
I'm just saying there's no stun option.
Yes, please describe lightsabers. Please describe what Desh just did to these three people.
Okay, all right. He becomes a maelstrom of whirling Jedi acrobatics.
Carp's eyes go wide.
Wider.
Yeah.
And I see him just going to town on these guys.
Hello there, and welcome to Coruscant Knights. Coruscant Knights is an actual play RPG podcast set during the Clone Wars era of the Star Wars universe. On Coruscant Knights, our goal is to bring as many different voices to the table as we can.
Fife.
Oh, do I recognize this voice?
You do.
He just sighs. Oreo, is that you?
I'm so glad you remembered me.
Oh, I can never forget your voice. It chills the spine.
You too.
Yes. Yep.
You're doing the job. You wanted to do it, you're doing it.
Wait, really? Point of interest, I did not want... You know what? It's fine.
Trask just slams a big claw hand over his face and goes, "We'll do it."
A long, long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
Aeronautics. The aerial battle of Kane, Bubba, and Jethro intensifies in the skies above Mandalore. Will this trio of top guns be enough to stop the swarm of hyena droids from reaching Mandalore's surface? Or will the freedom of Mandalore be a thing of the past?
Welcome back, gentle listeners, to another Flight Risk episode. As always, I am your GM, Dwayne. We are with Group B, our cousin, where art thou? Our amazing adventure here on Mandalore. We had just finished our first sky skirmish above Mandalore. Things were getting hot and heavy. Kane was leading two interesting co-pilots on a great adventure. They're going to wrap up that adventure, and we might have time to get to our crazy Bale Bronda adventure, which I guarantee someone's going to lose a limb. But first, we have to get to our player introductions. First up, we have Andrew. Andrew, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just getting through everything right now, I guess.
That's all we can do right now. If you're above ground and you're still walking around, that's a win.
Yeah.
Cool. Andrew, who are you playing tonight?
I continue to play Cure. I continue to play Kane Pride.
There we go.
Kira Knight.
Yeah.
Kira Knight.
I'm Kira Knight.
Kira Knightley as Kane Pride. That's going to be interesting casting. If Scarlett Johansson can play anybody she wants, why not Kira Knightley as Kane Pride? Anything's possible. We could CGI it. All right. Our question tonight is for the player. Andrew, if we were to start a new campaign and we were going to follow the Silhouette Zero rules, which is a great podcast. If you're not listening to it, check out Sil Zero. It's all about Silhouette Zero characters. If you had to pick one of those tiny, tiny little dudes or dudettes, what would you want to play as?
What's Max Rebo? And is that like the right size?
Max Rebo, the piano player guy?
Yeah.
No, he's a regular Silhouette one. We're talking you are knee-high, Ewok,
yeah, I
Chadra
just didn't
fan.
Know how big Max Rebo was.
He's a small dude, but he's still technically
a regular
size. Yeah, he does
feel really small. Yeah, I mean, then I guess I would sort of fall back on Ewok. They're always fun.
Can't go wrong with, you know, cannibalistic little monsters. Love them.
Yeah.
All right, next up we have Nimoy. Nimoy, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I have learned the beautiful art of putting orange rinds in when making tea, and it is delicious.
Nice. Hey, it's good. It's good to develop new skills.
the skill of putting a thing into another thing.
You know, it's going to start 10 years from now when you are like a leading tea connoisseur out there. We'll look back and look at this time and laugh together. Who are you playing tonight, Nimoy?
You think I'm going to remember you after I've gotten a tea business? Nah, I'm out. I'm not dealing with you.
All the footage I have not released yet, I can definitely tell you, you will be part of my life. If not, blackmail the thing.
So, Silhouette Zero. So, I was going to... At first, I was going to say the little pit droids from episode one.
Oh, those
are
cute. You
know, with the one eye. Because they're adorable. But then I realized, no... It has to be the Gonk droid.
Because
I will play a Gonk droid, and I will be my normal, like, acting my heart out self, but everything has to be dubbed over with just Gonk noises. And we only release the real audio on Patreon.
There you go. I mean, that's essentially what I do for Pip and stuff when we play. I will talk out his lines when we're playing, but yeah, it's all cut out for the thing, so that'd be an interesting thing to do. Do an all droid adventure with different sounds, and then if they want to hear it, it's gotta be, you have to pay Patreon.
Oh no, dude, are you like trying to lose our listener base?
Could you imagine
an entire episode like that?
No, but there would still be the narration. It wouldn't just be beeps for 90 minutes. It would just be us saying, and then it'd be the next thing. And
the twist, of course, is that the narration is all in Huttese.
Last but not least, we have Joe. Joe, how are you tonight?
I'm like extra Human. Caffeinated tonight.
I can tell.
Like extra who are you playing tonight, sir?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm playing Bubba, the the scrap mechanic character that could pilot. Yes. He's this fat scrap mechanic that could just pilot really well. So. He kind of talks like this.
All right, Joe, if you had to be a Sil Zero character for our one shot, who would you want to play as?
Dude, I'm totally playing an Ewok. Are you kidding me? Like, is that even a question? Like, do you know how easy... Like, I would literally play an Ewok for the simple fact that... Well, two simple facts. One, they're cute. They're fucking adorable. Okay? And two... Because can you imagine how badass an Ewok assassin could be? like think about it, right? Like they look so harmless and they look so cute. Like and he could even like my character would literally like his assassination style would be pose as like a stuffed teddy bear, get transported to wherever you need to go. And then take out your target that way.
You're basically
getting killed by a teddy bear.
You're just talking about being one of those Australian drop bears, then, huh? Just sitting in a tree and just drop on someone's face.
Don't talk about the drop bears.
The drop bears.
Those are totally going to be in the next mission on Mandalore. Oh no.
Hey, yeah, we're not like, done like, on Mandalore like, yet. We all know Mandalore is just Australia. Come on now.
Like think about it. We got a bot, right? So the bot could be like a, like pose as like a salesperson. And then I would be sitting in a box, like completely still. And then like when the target comes in to buy like a toy for his kid or something like that, the bot could talk him into buying me. And then he'll take, and you know, he'd be like, oh, why is this thing so heavy? But anyways, he would also have henchmen to carry the thing for him anyway. So then they bring me to the house. And that's, where Teddy Rocksteady.
Okay.
wait. Teddy Rocksteady would strike. Because, like, he'd wait for the kid to leave the room after he gets bored with him. And then he'd sneak up on the target and take out the target. And then wobble right out of the house.
Yeah, that is one Dark Life Day episode there. We have left off with your guys' starfighters just easily taking care of that little those escort ships that were coming out. You guys made quick work of them. The three of you are now staring down the massive carrier and the pouring out of the hyena bombers that are heading towards Mandalore. This is kind of a clock situation. We're going to give you guys two rounds of combat to take down as many of these droid drones as possible. Whatever you don't take out will affect the big, massive group combat roll we're going to do at the end of all of these little vignettes. So we are going to start with a roll of initiative, and we'll dive right into the action. We currently did our dice roll, and is the biggest dice pool we've ever had on Flight Risk. We have 6 light side and 2 dark side, so a lot of very cool cinematic stuff might be about to happen. So
we'll see how this goes.
We'll see how it goes. Yeah, the force.
So we're rolling.
Let's roll some
now?
Initiative. Yeah.
And I'm going to use all of them. On
Can I flip
roll.
All 6, please?
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
damn it! I don't know.
You know, Luke flipped all 6 light sides when he blew up the Death Star, right? That had to be what it was. It says droid-operated brain all have a rating of 1. So they have 1 cool. All right, then.
Cool, I got 1 success and 2 advantages.
So just waiting for the other 2 guys to roll theirs.
2 successes, 2 advantages. Nice.
3 successes and 3 advantages!
You have done slightly better. All right,
so it looks like it's pretty straightforward. It's going to be 3 players, then the 4 NPC groups.
Damn right!
All right, since Kane is our main PC, we're going to let Kane go first here. Kane, there are 4 squadrons of hyena droids leaving this big destroyer. What is your move? What's your call?
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I'm just gonna... Are they all, like, in a line, or is there one ahead of the others? Or...
I would say right now, since they're robotic, they're probably just in a line of, like, in groups of 3. So 4 groups of 3 are heading, like, in a beeline towards the planet right now.
Okay. Yeah, then I will move to... close and shoot the close.
All right, so what speed are you going to be moving at this round?
Oh, right, we do that. Let's see, my speed is 3. I'll do 2.
Okay, they are all going to be moving at speed 4 when you guys attack them. So, but go ahead, roll your piloting versus the 2 purple to see how well your attack's going to be.
Is this space still, or are we...
I'll say this first round will be in space, and then the next round, they'll be close enough that it will actually be in orbit.
Okay. If they're going 4, I'll go 3. I'll bump it up to 3 purples. And pray.
You do have light side points.
Well, that's 3 threats. And nothing else.
All right, so that's going to be... that's going to be 3 blacks added to your shot right there.
Cool.
Unless you want to take some system strain to your ship to eat up the blacks. I'll give you that choice.
Let me... that's killing strain.
Take the strain.
Yeah, I think I have... wait, once per session, I may reroll any piloting space or gunnery check.
All right.
I'm doing that immediately.
Oh, nice.
And remember, you do have 6 light side points, so feel free to flip one.
Yep. I think real quick, I'm just going to spend one of those. So does that let me turn my green
to
yellow?
Yeah, so
you'll
be on
green to yellow.
All right. Well, I got 1 threat.
What? So your choice, you get to take a black die on your shot or 1 system strain to your ship.
System strain.
Yeah, let's see. What's my strain cap?
Have you recorded any of the strain for Jeff and Bubba? Because I don't know if we've taken.
I don't think we've taken strain.
Okay, so
we just rolled the last
group. My communication's also down. This sucks.
Yeah, you can't communicate.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I have 16 strain. I'll take.
Okay, cool. So now you can go ahead and take your gunnery shot against. I assume the lead group.
Yes. So how many?
It's going to be against the 4 purple with their speed.
All right. Here we go. Four threats.
What is going on?
As of last time when you guys rolled friggin' triumphs every roll.
Those six light side points were our luck running out. Right,
so, how does how do you have a ship malfunction right here?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not gonna say this is like a crit or anything, but yeah, what goes wrong in Kane's ship that he completely does not fire off well?
I'm going to say, because my comms are down, I'm going to say they were gearing up to do a maneuver, and I was being told it by Jethro and / or Bubba, but because my comms are down, I didn't hear that, so I just fired with the assumption that, you know, they would be going in more or less a straight line. And then they super weren't, so I missed really hard.
All right, I can see that, yeah. But they made some sort of move. You had a counter move so you wouldn't kill your own friends, and you completely missed. Fair enough. All right, Bubba or Jethro?
Do you want to go?
I'm going to drink some water.
No, I'll let you soak up.
You're going to let me soak all the bad luck. Gee, thanks, Nimoy.
You're welcome, whatever your name is. Oh, wait, no. Dang it, continuity error. Oh, it doesn't happen yet. Oh, no. I messed up the time-space continuum.
Thanks, stranger. Let's see here.
All right, so what speed are you moving at?
Because Nimoy didn't leave me a choice. So my piloting is 3 yellows and a green.
You're rolling against whatever speed you're moving at.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to move at a... I'm going to move at a 3.
So roll against your piloting against the 3 purple. And remember, you do have light sides up there unless you want to save those for when you shoot.
I'll save him. Because I rolled 4 successes and 2 threats. All right,
so. Nice, you get a...
Soak up all that bad energy. All
right, you, what amazing move does Bubba pull off right now?
Oh, okay. So what is the you had
the four,
like?
The, basically, 4 groups of 3 bomber droids heading straight towards the planet. Kane went to go make a move. You guys relayed some sort of, like, call of, like, Alpha Omega move 3, and he couldn't hear you, and then you guys bobbed in front of him, and he had to pull up and shoot off into space, so he didn't kill the two of you, and now it's just you two with those bombers racing it right at you.
Okay, cool. So, since they're racing right at me, what I'm going to use Kane's misfortune.
Thanks.
Right? Like they're focused on Kane. Because he shot out of turn or out of formation, so they make like a cut, like a really sharp cut to go to like try to scuttle away from him. And while they do that, Bubba just kind of zooms in and is ready to fire at their broadside.
So you can either take 2 strain for those 2 threats or 2 black on your shot. You got 4 successes, so you could upgrade your shot as well. So what is your regular gunnery?
Okay. My regular gunnery is...
2 All right, yellow, so you can go turn that to 4 green. Yellow if you want. And then... Mm-hmm. And you're shooting against their 4 purple. And then you can either add 2 black because of the threats or just take 2 ship strain. Okay.
I'll take 2 ship strain. How much strain does my ship actually have?
It was in the Discord, but I'll send it up in a minute. It's, you guys were flying the X-Wings, right?
You doing the X-Wing or the bomber?
I'm flying a very, very early and, like, makeshift, kind of patched together junker that's shaped like an X-Wing.
Yeah, for statistical purposes, it's I'm in an X-Wing.
Okay, so no, you're at 8.
Your,
oh, yeah, I'll take 2 strain. That's
so
fine.
Upgrade your shot twice, so you have 4 yellow against the 3 purple. Or 4 purple, I'm sorry. Yeah.
4 purple. What if I flip on those
I would give you an extra green.
You mean, well, that's probably not worth it.
Oh my god! One failure and two... I hate you, Andrew! What is up with your luck? Like, okay, I had this, like... So, no!
So Bubba made this unbelievable move.
Oh, Jesus.
Lines up to fire, and right when he pulls the trigger, that's when the droids all just scatter into their formation. They just split in four different directions, and Bubba just shoots into the emptiness of space.
Bastards.
Everyone's gonna die on the planet. Oh. Like, we're gonna get zero is the answer.
All right, so so you can go ahead and pass on.
It's gonna be a little Mandalorian Kurt Vonnegut down there.
You can pass on those two blue, those two advantages to Nimoy on his turn right here.
This is a mess.
Yeah, Nimoy. Okay. I'm going to sit here and wait to go last. That way I can soak up everybody's misfortune.
I might have to go ahead and change my editing three rounds. I don't think you guys are going to get anybody done here.
Go for it. Yeah, take the advantages.
Well, I mean, like, she'll be fine. You know, you'll get next time, Bubba. Yeah. You know, it'll be fine.
I can't believe that I missed. I've practiced this shot so many times. I can't believe it. And Kane, why aren't you answering? Turn on your comms. It's the red button. Oh, I forgot. You can't hear me.
We'll just have to get out the signal for a little bit. Do some Morse code.
Morse code. It says fire.
Flashlights. Like, flashlights. Like,
pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew.
I think we have astromechs. We can just Bluetooth.
Dwayne, can I add one? Yes, are we in space still, or are we actually in the atmosphere? Okay, so the next round, or one of the next rounds, I assume, is when we actually.
Yeah, next round is when I say you guys are going to be in pilot planetary in the atmosphere.
Okay, cool.
So I choose my speed.
Yeah, you're
going to
choose your speed, and you can do that against your piloting, and that's going to influence your gunnery.
Okay, and which is normal?
I think your things have a max of 4, I think. So you can decide to go full speed. That's going to make you harder to hit when it's their turn to attack. The slower you go makes your shot better, but makes you easier to get hit.
Yes. I am going at 2 purple. I am saving my 2 blue for my shot. And, okay.
All right, so you can upgrade once, and then...
Wow, a roll.
That means you have 4 blues you could add to your roll if you want. So 1 upgrade on your gunnery with 4 blues, and you're shooting against 4 purple.
Okay, so my gunnery plus an upgrade, and then 4 blues, and I'm shooting against 1 purple. This should normally be fairly easy, but I know it's not going to be.
5 despairs.
There's no red, there's no way.
What?
There we go.
That's something.
2 successes and
that's
6 advantages.
You can do 2 crits. Oh, if you do a double crit, then you can just knock one out immediately.
Yeah, I'm gonna say with the with the 2 successes and the double crit you have there, you're gonna go ahead and take out an entire minion group. So, how does Jethro heroically take out a minion group?
I think. So we have Kane whiff and miss. We have Bubba whiff and miss, and Jethro just sort of nods and says, "Well, you know, we'll get next time. It's not a big deal, mate. Thanks for setting me up, though." And then, just down the line, smashing every single one of them. Just like, oh yeah. Thanks for the help. I'll let you take the shot next time. Thanks for the assist, though.
I turn the screen for 10 seconds, and you're telling me you rolled 2 successes and 6 advantages? Yep. I quit!
Sometimes you gotta let other people soak up the bad luck. That's all it is.
Good shooting there, buddy. Good shooting there. I'll buy you some, I'll buy you a drink when we get back down on the planet.
Thank you. All right, so now we're on the 3 minion groups. They are going to each one take a shot at each of you. So we'll just do those in rapid succession.
Oh boy.
Triumph, right, triumph. I'm waiting for it.
No, they're not really... Well, the piloting space is a little bit better. All right, so they got... It's down. Ooh. They're going full speed, so they're not going to be that much in control. So we're going to go... All right, that's one hit.
Who's this?
Oh, this is their... I'm sorry, not one hit, one success. This is their piloting... Their piloting checks. I'm just seeing if anyone has anything terrifically bad. So one would be bad. And...
Hey, Dwayne, do you want to flip one of your dark side points on this?
I got three of them. I'm not afraid to use them. All right, so first shot is going to be at Jethro, since he seems to be the most competent pilot to these droids. They're analyzing the situation, and he's the one who just blew up some people. So they're going to take a shot. That group has one upgrade, but two black. How fast were you going? All right, so that's going to two... They got three on their shots, two on the setback. I'm going to upgrade once. All right, so two successes, two threats. So that's going to be two plus their gun, which is not missile launcher, laser cannon. That's going to be seven damage to your ship.
Oh, wait, okay, so armor is like smoke, and shields block. So that's, only three damage to my hull.
You gotta train your brain to re-see these numbers differently, yes. So, yeah, you do have soak. You're not in a TIE fighter.
Look out!
Okay, so does that delete my shields, or, how do shields
work? No. I think shields work until we do a critical and they stop working.
Let me
you can read on that, Andrew. I'm gonna move on.
Starships.
You read up on that. I'm gonna go to the next shot. That's gonna be at Bubba, which is the same gunnery.
You can try and
How fast
me.
Were you going, Bubba?
Three.
And this guy had. Well, where's his roll? I think he was the second roller, which is. Two, so he's got two black against him.
Dragon sting like a.
Does seem like it's in your favor? Yo, what's up?
Oh, hey, Dwayne. He's got.
Why does he have more black
against him? Because I just flipped a light.
Okay, so that's gonna change purple to a red. If we get a despair, I have no problem with them slamming into each other and blowing up or something. So, all right. So we're doing three green versus a red, two purple, two black.
What? No!
All right, so three successes. That's another point of strain damage for each of them. So that's going to be three. That's eight damage to your ship there, Bubba. And
that's the shot?
No,
I already did
three pilot checks.
No. But he failed the pilot check.
Remember, a bad pilot check created... That's why he had the two black against the roll. He didn't get to upgrade his shot at all or anything. Because he had no successes.
Okay. So, in my searches of what defense does is however much defense... So, basically, for our ships, we have forward and we have aft defense. With different numbers. And then... You choose where you're shooting, if you're going to try and shoot us from the front or from the back. Okay. And the number in defense is the number of blacks that is added to that.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, so that's for shoot. Ooh, okay. So that's actually worse.
So that means if you have, three shield, that would add three black to the shot?
So if you're shooting from the front and there's three defense in the front, then there would be three blocks in the roll.
Oh, does that include armor?
No, armor is soak. This is specifically defense in that little, silhouette of your ship.
Alright, so we can, to make that balance out, we could roll some blacks to balance out what I did at the shots against you guys. What is the defense on your guys' ship?
I only have,
One? Okay, so I'll roll an additional black die for each, and we'll see if that cancels out anything for your guys' stuff here.
Yeah.
So first one is going to be for Nimue's roll. Failure, so that would take away one success, so take away one 1 point of damage.
Oh, lovely, so yeah. I don't have to all change right, so this one the amount is going of pull-out.
For the second one. Oh, another one, so take away one more point of damage. And then we've only done two. Have I attacked King yet?
Oh, nice. So I, so I do have to change it again.
This one is for...
Oh. King.
No.
No, I've only attacked two people, right?
No. Oh, okay.
Okay, yes. So Bale gets to add one more point back to himself, and Nimue gets to add one more point, and now I will attack Andrew.
I have one.
One defense. I'll remember to add that on now. Okay, so how fast was your ship going?
I was going 3.
All right, so... 3. Do you want to flip anything or no? Because right now you're looking at 3 green versus 3 purple, 3 black.
3 green, 3 purple, 3 black. I'll take my chances.
Just roll it. Okay.
Yep.
He misses. All right, just get 2 more strain. Let me mark it off for them.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. The best and easiest way you can help the show is simply by spreading the word on social media. If you want to help us in a more monetary fashion, head over to patreon.com/flightriskpod. If you want to reach out to the show, we can be found on Twitter @flightriskpod and on Facebook.
Okay, so let it be. So it is now on the record that Dwayne wants us to lose listenership.
I mean, Campaign was able to get away with doing like one or two characters, like speaking in huddies.
But something. Not the entire campaign.
It'll be a one shot.
It'll be a 90 minutes of.
Let's split the difference, and it'll be. We'll speak Ewok, which is literally just Urdu, which is an actual language. So any like. Indian
Wow, that's the musical episode and we all sing the Ewok song together. Come on.
I quit.
Come on, chub down, everybody. Chub
down. No, I quit.
I'll be in my trailer.
All right.
Whoa. Man, that was loud.
What?
Oh, no. Did you not hear the lightning?
No.
You don't hear lightning, by the way. You see lightning.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry. Did you hear the thunder? Did you hear the thunder in response to lightning hitting the ground?
we're not in the same house as you, man.
I don't have your crazy West Coast weather.
West Coast, he's Midwest. Fine, I'm West Coast.
Yeah, I'm Midwest. The best West.
Oh, sorry. We don't have your Chicago bullshit weather.
Hey, don't you... We got the best pizza in the country.
Do you? Hey, stay on target.
Do you, though?
Stay on target.
No. No, there are no targets. Chicago-style pizza is where it's at. You guys think it's...
I'm not
you guys,
like a big, like, ooh, New York pizza, but Chicago...
I don't believe in pizza that folds. You don't fold pizza to eat it.
If you fold it, then it's a straw to drink all the grease.
I need you to include Jon Stewart's rant about
that. That is it.
Pizza.
I quit.
I demand this.
I quit.
Chicago pizza is bad because you put the sauce on top of the cheese, which is wrong.
Hold on a second. So that is what you tourists think is Chicago style pizza. Chicago style pizza is actually cut into squares. It is a thin crust and a crispy crust. And it's cheese and sauce with whatever toppings you want. And fuck anchovies. We do not eat anchovies in Chicago.
I prefer a slice of pizza I can eat with one hand.
It is a slice of pizza that you can eat with one
hand. It's too big. No.
No, we cut it into squares. We don't
style?
So there's the deep dish pizza, which is what everybody thinks Chicago-style pizza is. And then there's the thin crust pizza, which is what every Chicagoan actually eats.
Okay, the thin crust is fine, then, but the deep dish pizza is disgusting.
Oh, don't you talk about our deep dish. Don't you
dare. Dwayne, I'm sorry, I'm apologizing right now.
You know what, Dwayne? You, you, needs to be. You know what? You guys are a bunch of Chicago style pizza haters. I can't share the same microphone time with any of you. I hate you. I hate all of you. No, I'm kidding.
So much for not making this podcast political. I don't even know if that bit makes sense continuity-wise, but
Dwayne is like sitting there banging his head on the desk, he's like, "Oh my god!"
Hey, the longer we go on with this, so, this
is Dwayne just like walks away to go grab like some water.
So, anyway,